This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Voting for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be held today. 24 constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. Over 23 lakh voters will decide the fate of 219 candidates, including 90 independents. Elaborate security arrangements have been made for the polls. The second phase of polling will be held on the 25th of this month, and voting for the third phase is scheduled on the 1st of October. The counting of votes will be held on the 8th of next month. A total of 1,031 candidates are left in the fray for assembly elections in Haryana after the last day of withdrawal of names yesterday. Voting for the single phase election in the state will be held on the 5th of next month. Meanwhile, campaigning has picked up pace in the state, with leaders of different political parties holding rallies and meetings. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah addressed poll rallies in Bhiwani and Faridabad yesterday. In the Bhiwani rally, he criticized the Congress, saying that the party is against reservation for scheduled castes, scheduled tribes and backward classes. Addressing the rally in Faridabad, Mr. Shah said, BJP works for the welfare of the society and alleged that Congress works for the welfare of the families only. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 3-day visit to Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Jharkhand beginning today. President Draupadi Murmu will be in Jaipur on a day-long visit today. She will attend the convocation of Malviya National Institute of Technology, MNIT, Jaipur as the chief guest and deliver the convocation address. The president will also inaugurate a new Arafli hostel for students. Governor of Rajasthan, Hari Bhau Kisanrao Bagre, and Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma will also attend the program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a visit to the US from the 21st to the 23rd of this month. He will take part in the 4th Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware on 21st September. Following the request by the US to host this year's summit, India has agreed to host the next Quad Summit in 2025. External Affairs Ministry said the leaders at the summit will review the progress achieved by the Quad over the last 1 year. They will set the agenda for the year ahead to assist the countries of the Indo-Pacific region in meeting their development goals and aspirations. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar released the India-Romania joint commemorative stamps along with Romanian Ambassador to India Daniela Mariana Sazonov in New Delhi yesterday. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya was also present on the occasion. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the stamps showcase the deep bonds of friendship and cooperation between India and Romania. He said the stamps are a perfect tribute to the celebrations of 75 years of diplomatic ties. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant held a security assessment meeting at the Ha'Kiria military base in Tel Aviv after deadly pager explosions rattled Lebanon yesterday. On the other hand, Hezbollah has said it is conducting security and scientific investigations to identify the reasons behind these explosions. In a separate statement, the group blamed Israel for the attacks and vowed to retaliate. Israel has not claimed responsibility for the incidents. Lebanese Health Ministry said in the pager explosions yesterday, at least 8 people were killed and more than 2,800 were injured, including Hezbollah members. A 2-day national symposium of National Disaster Management Authority and the Army Southern Command, AIKYA, will be held in Chennai from today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian men's hockey team for winning the Asian Champions Trophy 2024. In his message, Mr. Modi said that their performance, spirit and dedication have made the nation proud. India lifted the men's Asian Champions Trophy for a record 5th time after defeating the hosts China 1-0 at Hulunpur last evening. In a high-intensity clash, India's Jugraj Singh slotted home the only goal of the game in the 4th quarter. Team India, who were the defending champions, are the most successful team in Asian Champions Trophy with 5 titles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.